Hey, welcome back. It is Oswald. We are on TSN Central, the Team Sportscast Network, and we will be bringing you some live action coming up very shortly. As we said, this is Team Open Action tonight. 6-on-6, Clan Fear taking on Easy Company for the number 3 rung over in the OGL. Running down the lineups here quickly, at least this is what I got here just a few minutes ago. For Clan Fear, they're going to start off with Vendetta, Kelsar, Vakan, Rip, Chemist, and they're going to have one more. And right now, I don't know, I'm guessing it's probably going to be Straight Shot or Electronish based on who's in the server here. And for Easy Company is going to go with Gold, Dark, Chance, Lieutenant Badger, Viper, and Shaft. As for where these clans stand on the ladder, well, Clan Fear is number 1 now, as Clan Rogue actually backed out of the Urban Terror Open OGL League and went for greener pastures, I hear. So Clan Fear is now the new number 1 team over on the Team Open OGL ladder. And Easy Company comes in at number 7. Actually riding a 2-game win streak here, so they have challenged Clan Fear for that number 1 rung, and we'll find out tonight just what the hell happens, won't we? Tonight's maps will feature Uptown and Abbey, and if needed, the tiebreaker is going to be Streets. I know some of you, actually hopefully many of you, have played the new Uptown. This is something that we have not seen quite yet. And, sorry, I'm just getting in the server here, as it looks like we are just about ready to go. But the new Uptown has a few changes. Oh. some of the changes include, it's actually a little bit quicker to play now. Some of the walls have been knocked down. Access basically up and over the map are a little bit...
Oh, that's a little loud.
A little bit quicker now. As I said, I'm in the server here trying to get everything set up, ready to go. It'll be interesting to see how the match goes. As I said, this is the first time I have actually shoutcasted Uptown. So it's going to be a good time. I'm not really sure who actually has the advantage offhand. I would... say Clan Fear has the advantage, as I know some of these guys from other clans and other shoutcasts that I did. That's not to say that the Easy Company guys can't hold their own, because you know what? I know they can. So I'm just trying to get things straightened out here on the server. As it looks like Easy Company is going to have to lose just a few people here. As I get to jump back out of back into spec mode. There we go. And I'm back actually into spec mode. For those of you who have not played the map, as I was saying, the new version, there have been some changes. The basement portion of the garage is now considerably smaller. You cannot go in the laundromat anymore, as we hear a breaking crate in the background. For those of you who know where the Regent's apartment entrance is, it basically leads over to the elevator that goes up to the second floor. you can actually climb up onto the roof from there now, so it's going to play much quicker. There still are a few jumps for those guys out there who dig jumping on some of these maps. And we know many of them do, right? Go figure. Looking at... you know, I'm in spec mode and they can't hear me. looking at the starting lineup here for Easy Company, we're going to have Shaft, Chance, Dark, Gold, Silent, and Viper. They're going to be representing Team Blue here in the first round. And over on the red team, as I said, we're going to have Vakan, Electronish, Vendetta, Kelsar, Straight Shot, and Nerd. And they will be the red team to start this first round. Going to step away just for one quick second, and when we return, we will have a map restart, and we'll be ready to rock and roll right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
The online gaming Gaming League is a gaming community website maintained by a dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game competition website. The OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since its inception and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate. With ladders available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence, the OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com.
And excellent timing right there, as we do have a map restart. As I go off to find the clans, and we pick up the action here in the first round with the red team, with Clan Fear coming out very quickly from the garage as they take to the rooftops. Not uncommon as we see Vendetta. Damn. You know what helps when I turn my... Oh, this isn't going to work here. As we saw Vendetta, there we go. There we go. I had to turn on my my 2D so I could actually see what was going on here. We saw Vendetta with a little Spaz 12 action up on the apartment rooftop. As we pick up with the action of Vakan dropping down into the garden from the apartment rooftop. And he's guarding the entrance to the Regent Apartments. And up on top of the garage, we see Shaft, Dark, and Lieutenant... who is that? Sorry, Shaft, Dark, and... Didn't catch the third member there. We got some firing here as Shaft and Dark taking on Clan Fear members who have just come up the side wall there, hanging out over near the elevator up on the rooftop of the Regent Apartments. That's Vakan sporting an LR-300 as he's going to get some backup here as the elevator has just made it to the rooftop. Vakan decides to retreat. He's back on the wall down into the garden. As we're looking at a 4-on-4 match here, both teams have lost two gamers. We switch the action back over to Easy Company. As their three remaining members, actually three of their four remaining members, are on the rooftop over on the garage. Basically kicking back there, waiting for a Clan Fear member, and we see Kelsar. He's down on the lower, he's down near the fountain area with an SR-8 out trying to snipe. As we have Viper running past the laundromat. Oh, and he is taken down by Kelsar's SRA. Nice work by Kelsar as Chance then cleans up Kelsar in the backside of the alley near the laundromat. Good work by both teams there. Quick exchange of fire as we are now following Chance. Electronish looks like he's hurt as he retreats into the maintenance room. Electronish with his SRA looking to do some damage. As he's fired two shots, and he has missed on Chance's. Chance departs the garage and runs back outside down the main corridor past the fountain area, and he's looking to get up onto the middle of the buildings here. A little bit of a sneak attack, I guess you could say, as he's up on the rooftop, coming over onto the side of the alley just underneath the bridge near the hotel area. He goes up one more level as we see Electronic still down in that alley under the bridge. And if Electronic makes any sort of move down the alley, he is going to be popped as Chance. Oh, Chance does not see him as Chance is looking the wrong way, looking back out toward the fountain area. And Vakan will get to live another day. In the background, we see Electronic taking down, it was Chance taking down Electronic. We're down to a one-on-one, and that's going to be it right there as Vakan is taken down by Chance. It's now 1-0. In favor of Easy Company here as we start the second round. And on the spawn, we have Clan Fear up on the rooftop of the parking garage. Action as we see Vakan taken down by Shaft and Vendetta taken down by Gold. Easy Company not backing down here against the number one Clan Fear. Oh, and we just had a team kill. Unfortunately, Gold and Shaft decided to go at each other instead of the other team. And they're actually down two members now, as Electronish is slowed down by Chance. Currently, Easy Company has the advantage here. 4-2. We got some action going on the second level of the garage, and Kelsar bleeds to death from Chance's attack. Nice work by Chance, and Chance cannot get away quick enough, and he's peppered, staked by... Nerds, Spaz Blast. And at the end of the round, that means blue team wins. Easy Company scores another round. It's now 2-0 in favor of Easy Company. We start the action following Easy Company Viper. First person view here as he heads down to the entrance of the parking garage. He is in the basement. Oh, and he's going to have some resistance as we saw. Who did we see there? We did see a member of Fear just coming down there, and that's Nerd. Nerd taking on Viper. Taking on Silent. Silent gets a grenade. He's down. Viper injured, but he's able to take down Nerd. As you can hear the banjing going on back in the background there. That's Silent and Viper. Good work by both of them. It's currently a 4-on-2 situation in favor of Clan Fear. As we follow the action with Vakan. Has LR-300 out. Up on top of the roof. And in the background, Viper is taken down by Straight Shot and Spaz Blast. Silent taken down by Straight Shot's G36. And that's the round. Now 2-1 in favor of Easy Company. And on the respawn, Easy Company comes out on the lower level there near the fountain area. We have a little action going on. Electronish is hit by Chance. Chance trying to put him away with an MP5K. Cannot do it. We got a little grenade action going off there in the background. Vakan taken down by Chance. Viper taken down by Kelsar. And Easy Company is going down fast and hard this round here. As it's a 5-on-3 in favor of Clan Fear. And up on top of the skylight is Silent. Silent dropping down the top of the garage. As we see Gold dying in the background, thanks to Kelsar's Spaz 12. As we closely watch Silent making his way down to the basement. Oh, and a nice shot by Silent to take out Straight Shot with an LR-300. As Silent looking to go down into the basement, he's going to have some resistance here. As we see Vakan and Kelsar taking on. Oh, some more grenade action. And Silent still lives to fight another day. He's got a Spaz 12 in hand. Changes to his LR-300 as he is bandaging on the ramp leading up to the second level. We still have two members of Clan Fear coming up. We have Vakan coming up to the first level here. He's got his Spaz 12 out. It's going to be a Spaz Blast fight. Oh, and Silent does not live long as he's taken down by Kelsar and his Spaz 12. Kelsar, Vakan going for the bandage here. As we see a grenade tossed into that lower level. This seems to be the favorite place near the end of the round as teams will make their way down to the bottom of the garage as Vakan's taken down by Dark and his UMP. Vakan not able to dance that tango from the UMP-45 as Dark has his SR-8 out now and he is slowed down by Kelsar's SR-8. Nice work by Clan Fear to bring this match up to a piece. As the match begins, we hear SR-8 firing in the background. We pick up the action with Nerd. Nerd up on the apartment top, just adjacent to the laundromat. As we have Viper getting really daring here, and he's able to get inside Regent's apartment as he's taking on Straight Shot. Oh, and Straight Shot. Straight Shot's taken down by Electronish's grenade as Silent then dies at the hand of Vendetta. Some fast action here as we have a 2-2 score. Make our way back up to the apartment rooftop with Vendetta sniping. He's going after Dark, who is up on the rooftop of the Regent Apartments. Sort of at a standstill here as teams try to move around, jockeying for position. Chance is taken down by Nerd's Spaz 12 Blast. And that's going to leave Dark all alone here. 3-on-1. Dark with his SR-8 out. Second level of the garage looking to put somebody away with that SR-8 as he gets some resistance from Vendetta over on top of the laundromat. Dark making his way back onto the top of the parking garage. As we look over toward the laundromat, we don't see anybody, but Dark must see somebody hanging out there. Oh, nice grenade toss by Dark as he eliminates Electronish, who was just over near the entrance to the laundromat. Tossed a grenade over there. Now we're on a 1-on-1 situation here. Dark taking on Nerd. Nerd coming up the ramp to the rooftop. He's unable to put him away. Whips out a spot as 12, takes a shot at him. Not able to hit him. Dark sporting his SR8 now. He's got about a third of his health left. He's up on top of the rooftop, just standing on the skylight. Changes to his UMP-45, back to his SR-8. And Nerd's on the second... he's on the second level here of the parking garage. And he's trying to get an angle on Dark from one of the rooms down there. One of the... He's actually on the first level ramp. Going up to the second level. He's got his Spaz 12 out. He's walking as to not make any noise. Nerd sees him coming up just before the second level. As we have both gamers in sight, Dark breaking the glass of the skylight. Dark drops down. He's just above the ramp here. He's going to see Nerd in a moment. And we do have a little firing then. Nerd goes down thanks to that UMP-45 from Dark. And we have 3-on-2 now in favor of Easy Company. Nice work by Dark there to pull Easy Company up by one here in this first round. Pecan taken out by Shaft. Spaz 12 in the background there. We hear the elevator hit the top floor as Silent becomes a stain thanks to Vendetta's grenade. Shaft also becomes a grease spot thanks to that grenade from Vendetta. Little Spaz action going on top of the Regent's Hotel. We have Gold and Dark and Viper taking on Straight Shot. Straight Shot being the man here. He takes down one. He's looking to take down Viper. He takes down Viper. Oh, and then Straight Shot goes down thanks to Dark and that UMP-45. Nice exchange of fire there by Vendetta. Unable, there was just one too many to take care of. And Dark lives to continue fighting here as he's just up in the lounge here right near the elevator. As the elevator, you can hear in the background, hits the first level. Dark tosses a hand grenade out. Falls harmlessly down to the ground. He's got his teammate coming up to the rooftop here. Chance. We have Chance and Dark bandaging is down below. Just down near the garden. Entering the region apartments is Nerd. Nerd's got full health. Spaz 12 out. As he enters the hallway. Walking just up to the elevator. Most likely he's going to push the elevator, send the elevator back up, and then run outside and try to draw these guys. Oh, but he's not able to. As Dark trying to sneak down behind him, unable to do it. As Nerd fast on the trigger, not once but twice, takes down Dark and Chance with a Spaz 12 blast. Good work by Nerd to even up the match here, 3-apiece. Blue team spawning in the hotel reception area, making their way outside onto the rooftop of the parking garage, up and over past the skylight and onto the rooftop of the Regent Apartments. And over on the rooftop of the laundromat, we see Vendetta. We see Vakan trying to sneak up on top of the Regent's apartment here, but he's just not quite able to do it. He's going to have his back to Gold here in a moment. And Gold and Vakan separated by nothing but a plate glass window. Vakan sees him. He hits him. He kills him. Vakan kills Gold. He's on top of the Regent's apartment. Now he's in the room with the elevator. Vakan waiting for some support here from his team as we see Shaft running back around, and it looks like Shaft is going to drop down. Oh, Shaft looking down, does not see Vakan. Vakan puts him away with a Spaz 12. Shaft looking down toward the garden area, did not see Vakan come up behind him with a Spaz 12 and take him down.
Red team win.
And that was a quick round here as all of Easy Company goes down. Score is now 4-3 in favor of Clan Fear. Clan Fear, the red team, spawns in the parking garage. They make their way on top of the garage. Vendetta makes his way over onto the balcony of the apartment. As we see Straight Shot put down by an SR-8 round from Gold, who's over on the Regional Apartment Hotel. And Gold takes down Kelsar as well. Nice firing by Gold and Dark. Little 2-on-1 here. Nerd is taking his chance as he makes his way up onto the rooftop just adjacent to the skylight. He's up on top of the boxes. Oh, as he takes down Dark, yet he still has to put down Gold. Gold with his MP5 out. Nerd with his Spaz 12. Gold's just about half a bar of health left with his Beretta out. Unable to find Nerd. And the Desert Eagle. Oh, my. How do you like to put him away with a Desert Eagle? Not a headshot, but Nerd takes down Gold with his Desert Eagle. Nerd down to about a third of his health. Got a Spaz 12. As it looks like we are down to 2-on-2 here. 2 minutes remaining in this round, but I don't think we'll need all of that. We follow Shaft, who is in the hotel reception area just across from the laundromat, second floor. Nerd, hanging out near the skylight, he sees Viper, who just made his way onto the rooftop of the parking garage, and he's taken down with an LR-300 blast to the chest, and he's dead. And Shaft under attack here, as he and Viper go for a little medic aid. And across on the other side of the map, down in the alley behind the laundromat, we see Vakan making his way up onto the first rooftop, onto the second rooftop of the laundromat. Looking to do some damage. As Viper and Shaft make their way to the corner of the parking garage, Vakan is out in the open. And he jumps over to the ledge on top of the Regent's apartment and makes his way over toward the elevator, second story near the Regent apartment. And he sees Viper, who is on top of the parking garage. Vakan, with his LR-300 out, switches it for a SPAS-12, drops down, goes inside the hotel lobby, and he's taken out by a Viper and his LR-300. Good work by Easy Company here to tie the match up at 4 apiece. Team Spawn, we see the blue team, Easy Company, making their way out from behind the laundromat. As Clan Fear occupies the upper level of the Regent's apartment. And down below, we see some mad action going on. Viper taken down by Electronish, and it looks like we did have another team kill. Golden Shaft decided to hit each other. Kelsar taken down by Dark. Electronish taken down by Dark. Dark having a good round here. We'll run down the scores in just a moment for you. As we follow Straight Shot. Actually, check that. We were going to follow Straight Shot as Vakan. Somehow, Vakan did not see Silent run right by him here. Silent coming up the stairs. Excuse me, coming up the ladder in the maintenance facility. Straight Shot is in the hotel reception area. Got a little one-on-one going here. Straight Shot taken on Silent. And thanks to Nerd, he's Straight Shot's taken down. They have a little party here to medicate each other, and they're all back up to 80% health. It's a 3-on-1. As Shaft makes his way up to the top of the maintenance room. And on the other side of that door, Nerd sits there waiting for that door to be opened. Now he just runs up adjacent to it, waiting for the door to come open. As both these guys are crouched with SPAS 12s in their hand, waiting for one of them to open the door, Nerd runs out onto the bridge and decides to... What's he going to do? He decides to drop down. And now it'd be a good chance if Shaft... We're getting in her. And Shaft does enter. He enters a hotel reception area. Tosses a grenade out onto the bridge, which falls harmlessly. Shaft makes his way to the hotel lobby area past the HFX Coke machine. And he's crouching at the entrance, top level, to the parking garage. Still 3-on-1, as it looks like. We'll stick with Shaft here as he is the final Easy Company member. We see Vakan over on the balcony just above the laundromat. Shaft makes his way down to level 2. He's got a G36 out and about just about all of his health. I'd say about 80% of his health left. Vakan jumps, grabs a ledge, pulls himself up onto the building just adjacent to the parking garage, decides to drop down toward the Regent apartments. Shaft making his way down to level 1 now, down to the basement, still has his G36 out. All's quiet here just for a moment. As Shaft goes in search of Clan Fear. We hear footsteps. Footsteps are from Clan Fear up on top of the roof here of the Regent's apartment. We retreat and we see Shaft still hanging down in the basement of the parking garage. Not really, not going to get too offensive here, it doesn't look like. It looks like he's more than content to just wait it out, wait for Clan Fear to come to him. And we're going to have a little action. Vakan coming down the ramp to the first level. He's taken down by Shaft. Chef. Nice work by Chef, taking down Vakan with a G36 plus 12 combination. We see a grenade go off just behind Chef, not able to catch him. Chef goes around the corner out to the garden area, and he's taken down by Straight Shot in his G36. Good work by both teams there. 5-4 now in favor of Clan Fear, running down the scores. It looks like Dark from Easy Company leads all scores with 14. Kelsar with 10 leads Clan Fear. And on the respawn, we see Straight Shot taken down by Chance in a Spaz 12. As Gold, Shaft, and Dark are up on the top of the garage, where they also get help from Silent. And over on the Regents apartment, we see Nerd. Oh, and Kelsar trying to make a jump is taken down by Dark's SR8. It looks like Nerd got one attack in there on Silent, and Silent bled to death. Up on top of the parking garage, we see Straight Shot making a move up, takes down Gold with a Spaz 12 blast, and then he himself is taken down by Gold and a high explosive grenade. Nice little exchange of fire there. Coming out of the hallway on to the rooftop and down to the second level was Shaft in order to help his friend Viper. Unfortunately, didn't get any help yet as Shaft takes down Vakan before he can give a little medical attention. Over to Viper, and grenades tossed down to the second level. Oh, and then Electronish puts a shotgun blast in the back of Viper, looking to do the same to Shaft. Shaft running around trying to reload his Spaz 12, and he's unable to do it as Nerd takes him down. And now that is around 6-4 here in the first round. And that round did go to Clan Fear, 6-4. That's the first round right here, 20-minute time limit. Everybody's going to retreat to IRC. I'm going to take a bit of a break, and when we return, we'll run down some scores and get on to map number two, that being Abby. We'll be right back here, TSN Central. I'm Oswald. You are listening to Team Open Coverage, OGL, right here on TSN.
Would you like your file served to you at mock speeds? File Shack is a network of lightning-fast servers with a direct cross-connection into the Speakeasy DSL user base, giving users of Speakeasy DSL priority network access for the quickest possible downloads from a truly massive file collection. All File Shack servers are hosted in Speakeasy DSL facilities around the USA on fully redundant internet bandwidth as a real nice balance spread across 11 major cities. So head on over to FileShack.com, sign up for your totally free account, and grab all the latest demos, mods, patches, and more. File Shack is administered by Steve Gibson of Shack News and maintained within the Speakeasy Network. With File Shack, you don't need to wait. Everyone gets their files fast. The Online Gaming League is a gaming community website maintained by a dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game competition website. The OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since its inception and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate. With ladders available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence, the OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com.
Hey, and it's Oswald back with here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Quick break there as teams get ready for round two. I do need to apologize to Viper for calling she a he. My mistake, Viper. Going to run down the scores here from the first round, which was on Uptown. First round went to Clan Fear, 6-4. Looking at the scores, Nerd with 11 kills, Kelsar with 10, Straight Shot with 9, Vendetta, 8 kills, Vakan, 7, and Electronish, 2. And over on the blue team, that was Easy Company. Dark led all gamers, 15 kills. Chance had 7, Gold with 4, Viper 4, Shaft and Silent both with 2. looks like Easy Company got out to a fast start there. They did take the first round, and we actually went back and forth there for about four rounds. And then Fear stepped it up a bit, and we're able to get a one-round lead, and before you know it, time expired, and they had actually won the first round there. Looking at tactics here, interesting map is it does play much faster, as I said, than the older version of Uptown. Many were favoring the SR8, which I guess is no real big surprise now, is it? But all in all, seems to be a pretty evenly matched clan war here. It does look like Easy Company can play with Fear. I do know we have quite a few snipers over there on Clan Fear. Easy Company, good tactics. They seem to stay together as usual. Many are carrying med kits, which are vital in any clan match, as a med kit will bring back 80% of your health if and when you get injured. 6-4 here in the first round. Going to take a bit of a breather, give you some music, and we'll be right back here in just under 5 minutes to start round two. We do have some more Urban Terror action coming your way, not only tomorrow, but Friday and possibly Saturday as well. Tomorrow we're going to bring you Infinity, defending the number 3 rung, being challenged by Carnage Cowboys. That match is scheduled to come your way at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And then on Friday, you can actually tune into Urban Radio with myself, Oswald, beginning at 4 p.m. Eastern. Give you an update on Beta 2.6B, the server patch we're working on. And then after that, we bring you OGL2, a versus 2 team open action. On Friday, we'll feature the number 1 clan in the 2v2 ladder, Triad the Mercenaries, defending their number 1 rung, being challenged by Battery Bunnies, currently ranked number 3 on the OGL. And this match will begin at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Oswald back with you here. Just coming out of the intermission here. Teams are beginning to join back up on the server here. Round two is going to be played on the map Abbey. And it looks like we're going to be live on... actually, it was going to be live on restart. It looks like teams are... We'll run down the teams here real quick as we do have some substitutions. Teams will switch colors. Easy Company in red will go with gold. Lieutenant Badger, Dark Shaft, Viper. And I believe Chance, once he reconnects here, as he was 999 on his ping. And over on the blue team, Clan Fear is going to feature Rip, King, Straight Shot, Mike, Chemist, and Nerd. And checking out the map here, I know many of you have played this map. This is a very fast map, UT Abbey. Teams basically spawn on opposite sides of the map. The blue team will spawn over near the side of the cathedral, while the red team will spawn over in the town square on the far side of the map. Much of the action will take place in what we're calling the upper hallway, which leads into the central room. Yeah, how many of you people know these locations I'm talking about? I do. Then again, I'm cheating and looking at my little map I made here. But these are actual locations from the map. As I said, much of the action will take place in the upper hallway and out in the central courtyard where the statue is. There's a main walkway that basically leads to and from both sides. Much of the action will take place there as well. Snipers are known to populate the long arched tunnel, which basically is the only open view from us end to end. So if you happen to be on the wrong end of that tunnel, definitely get a sniper on you. And also look for this map to be updated here in a future version of Urban Terror. And it looks like we are ready to rock and roll here. Round two, OGL Team Open Action. And, actually I made a mistake here. Red team will spawn near the cathedral. Blue team spawns over in the town square. And actually, they are going for one more restart here. People didn't know we're ready. Restart Team Survivor in 2-1. And welcome to round two coverage. The action starts with Clan Fear. We are following Mike as he makes his way past the courtyard where the statue is. Tosses a flash grenade over into the long corridor, long hallway, walkway, main walkway, we're calling it. Pulls out his LR-300. Goes around the corner towards the entrance of the cathedral. Is taken down by Dark in his G36. Nice work by Dark. As Nerd's going to try that same thing, and we do see Dark. Dark coming around the corner with a grenade in hand. Tosses a grenade over just on the side of the walkway. As Nerd retreats, goes up the stairs into the central room. And Chemist taken down by Gold. Gold taken down by Chemist. An exchange of fire. We see Rip going down by Chance, and then Chance taken down by King from Clan Fear. 3-on-2 advantage in favor of Easy Company. Dark taken on Nerd just past the statue in the central courtyard. He's got help from King of Clan Fear. Coming up to help Dark is Viper and Badger, who take down King. Now a 2-on-1. As we see Nerd retreating on the upper hallway back toward the blue spawn point. Nerd on the upper hallway. Just inside from the town square. And we see Nerd go down thanks to Viper and his LR-300. First round goes to Easy Company as it did in the first round here. On the restart, we have Chemist with a G36 out. Running down that long tunnel I was telling you about, long arched tunnel. Tosses a smoke grenade, a little bit of cover. Straight shot, goes down thanks to Gold and his HE grenade. Nice toss by Gold. Chance with his G36 in hand up the top level of the marble courtyard. Looking to go inside the central room here as a smoke grenade goes off. He tosses a second smoker in there. Makes his way in. Cannot see anything in from the sides. He's taken down by Chemist. Chemist with a mad flurry of bullets there from his MP5K. As we pick up the action with Chance. Chance is going after King. And Chance and King both go down. One died due to blood loss. The other died due to attack. And last man from Clan Fear goes down. That's Rip. Thanks to... Who was the last one by? By Dark. Fast and furious action. As I said right here, Abby, Team Open, OGL. Second round coverage today. We see a smoke grenade go off just past the main walkway. Lieutenant Badger up on the balcony looking out over the courtyard past the statue. We see Dark walking up the stairwell. But he decides not to go into that central building. Dark takes his chance. He comes up with a G36. He's looking around the main walkway corner. On the far end, we see Mike's. King taken down by Dark's grenade. Nice toss by Dark. Fast and furious action. You can hear it. Chemist taken down Dark. Mike's taken down by Gold. Straight shot SR-8 in hand. Looking across the courtyard. Unable to find anybody to hit. As Nerd and Chemist retreat just to the entrance of the... Ooh, from behind. To the entrance of the the cathedral. Who was that last one that went down? We just had some action going on here. Chance taken down by Chemist. Oh, and it's a 2-on-1 here. Badger unable to get any love. She was the last one remaining. Toss grenade. Got rid of one, but that's a round. We're now 2-1 here. Favor of Easy Company. As we see smoke grenades go around the corner of the main walkway. Gold taken down again by another grenade. Easy Company going hard and heavy with the explosive grenades here. And in the central room, we get a little bit of action going on here as Mike's attempting to come around the corner. Dark tosses a couple of grenades at him. Does not hit him. As Mike drops down to the lower level. Viper's going to get a whole lot of loving here from Clan Fear in just a moment as he drops down onto the lower level. And he does not see Mike behind him with an LR-300. Dark decides to hop down there. He takes care of Mike. And from around the corner comes Rip, who takes down Dark with an LR-3, with a Spaz Blast, actually. My mistake. Nerd's got his SR-8 in hand as they go looking for the last two Easy Company members. Looks like they're up on the balcony. They're on the stairway of the balcony as they make their way out in the central courtyard. And you heard it yourself. King and Rip taken down by Badger and Shaft. Nice teamwork there. Teams are tied now. 2-2. Dark and Rip lead their respective teams with 6 kills. As there's a flurry of G36 fire from around the main walkway corner. As the smoke grenade continues to go out there, we see Mike taken down by Chance and his SR-8. Nerd changes weapons to his SR-8. He's looking to take down Gold, who's just past that corner. Got a little bit of a grudge match going on here. Dark tosses a grenade in there. He is not hit anybody. Decides to make his way up toward the entrance to the cathedral, and he's taken down by Nerd. Nerd and King healing. Both have Spaz 12s out. Both reload, and they medicate each other. On the far end of the walkway comes Viper. Viper just gets inside the stairwell. As is the flurry of action, Nerd taken down by Badger. Badger taken down by Nerd. And Viper taken down by Nerd as well on that powerful, powerful Spaz 12. 3-2 now in favor of Clan Fear. As we're about 5 minutes into the second round. Up into the central corridor, into the central room. We see Mike come out with a straight shot with a Spaz 12. He's taken down by Chance in his HE grenade. As I said, Easy Company with quite a few kills here with their high explosive grenades. Pretty impressive. As we see Chemist go down thanks to Gold in his LR-300. Chef's getting a whole lot of loving from King, but King is taken down by Gold. As we follow the action with Shaft and gold over in the marble courtyard. And around the corner comes Mike. He's able to take down Chance, and then he's taken down by Gold from Clan Easy Company, and the score is now tied 3-3 here. As teams respawn, we got smoke grenades flying out toward the marble courtyard. And behind that comes the blue team of Clan Fear. Chance with his MP5K is up on the upper level. He tosses an HE grenade into the corridor, the central room. And from around the corner comes Straight Shot, popping out, unable to hit anything. Chance goes back in there with his... Make that gold goes back in there with his UMP... his MP5. Gold has full health. LR300 out. As we look back around the corner, we see Straight Shot. Straight Shot taking on Gold here. Straight Shot tosses a grenade at the corner. It does not make it very far. As we see Shaft and Chance now making their way in. Shaft, or Chance, make that Chance gets hit. Shaft dies thanks to Mike and his LR300. Shaft actually, Chance actually drops down to the lower level here underneath the walkway. Where from behind he takes down Mike. Oh, bad decision by Mike's map there. Straight Shot drops down. Oh, and he puts a buzz blast into the back of Chance here. Taken down. Straight Shot taken down by Badger as we are flurry of action here. Unable to keep up with all the action going on. As we had bodies and weapons going every which way there as Clan Easy Company comes out on top and they now take a 4-3 lead here. Second round. Teams make their way out of their spawn areas. Easy Company is the first to hit the main walkway corner. Dark with his G36 out. We see Nerd, who is a bit injured with a Spaz 12 out, just hiding behind the entrance. We see bodies left and right again. Shaft taken down by Fear. King. First time we've called King's name, it seems like. Badger, Lieutenant Badger, going down the arch hallway, takes down Kimmins. He turns around, and he's unable to finish off King. But Chance, from the upper walkway, is able to take down King. 2-on-1 here. Make that a 2-on-2. As we hear action over in the red spawn area. And that was actually Dark taken down by Rip in a Spaz 12 blast. Rip now with the UMP-45 in hand. It's 2-on-1 here in favor of Clan Fear. We have Nerd and Rip out looking for Viper. Can she survive? As we see Rip calling for a bit of assistance here. Viper makes her way down to the lower hallway. She's walking up the stairs to the upper hallway, looking down toward the central room. Decides to go back out into the spawn area, out of the town square where the blue team spawns. Walks back into the hallway. Got her LR300 out. Down to about a third of her health, and around the corner comes Rip from Clan Fear. Takes her down with a UMP-45. Teams are tied up here, and on the respawn, we follow Clan Fear out of their spawn point. We got Mike tossing a couple grenades around the corner. We got Clan Easy Company. We have Gold and Chance again defending that corner, leading into the central room. And down below, we got a flurry of activity. Straight Shot trying to do a little damage here, taken down by Chance's MP5K. More action from above as we see some explosive grenades come from Mike. Mike is injured, trying to retreat, and he's taken down by Gold in his LR300. Nice work by Gold there. From the far end of the main walkway comes Nerd with his SR8. He gets back up from Chemist. They continue down the main walkway. They hit the side stairs up, going into the blue spawn point. Make that the red spawn point, just on the side of the cathedral, as we can hear that wonderful church music, that organ in the background. Chemist sporting an SR8, Nerd with an a Spaz 12. Going down the walkway just on the side of the cathedral, looking. We hear action. And that's ripped from Clan Fear, reloading his UMP-45. Pulls himself up to the upper level, and he is in the central room. As we see Lieutenant Badger taken down by Chemist over on the corner near the main walkway, and Gold is the last member to go down there for Clan Easy Company. As it's a seesaw battle back and forth here, Clan Fear now up 5-4. Just over 10.5 minutes in here. I hope. I forgot to start my timer. We pick up the action with Clan Fear. We have Mike and Chance swapping HE grenades. Kim is taken down by Viper. Viper then taken down by Mike. Around the corner we see Chance getting a little ballsy here. Takes his MP5. He's on top the marble courtyard. He does do a bit of damage as King retreats. King not able to escape as he had very little health left, taken down by Dark. Excuse me, taken down by Chance. We pick up the action with Chance. He's got about 70% of his health. Got an MP5K in his hand. Oh, little team fire there as Gold came around the corner. Was not ready for him. And it looks like over in the red spawn. Hey, Nerd, you know the game's the other way, my friend. I'm just kidding. Nerd hanging under the flying buttresses all the way in the back side of the cathedral. Makes his way up to the spawn point. He takes one shot and he's bleeding. He bandages. Drops down the stairs. The red team is unlose as Nerd is taken down by Gold in his LR-300. And we are back to a tie here, 5-5. Chance leading all scores. Clan Easy Company, 14. Rip with 11 for Clan Fear. We see more grenades come around that main walkway corner as Chemist taking a chance here with his SR-8, looking to do some damage, unable to, as he's taken out by Dark in his G36. Dark got about a third of his health left. He's going to have to get some health from a teammate, and he's unable to retreat as he's taken down by Nerd. Nerd with his SR-8 out, still around the corner, looking into the courtyard. As Rip makes his way up to the central building, he takes a little bit of fire from Lieutenant Badger. Badger with the Desert Eagle in hand, looking to do some decapitation, unable to, as Badger is taken down by Nerd. Clan Fear has won the last two maps here in a row, and they go up 6-5. Gold quickly on the attack here as he tosses a grenade into the corner just past the central room. I'll probably get 3 or 4 grenades go off here. Oh, there's another one. Gold taking a bit of damage as he's down about half of his health. As Chance comes up to help him, he also gets hit with a grenade. Mike's map with his LR-300 out. Chance taken down by King. Chemist taken down by Dark. And up in that central room, the central room is clear as we see Mike come around the corner looking at Shaft down the hallway. Shaft exchanging fire with Mike. And Mike dies thanks to Shaft and his G36 attack as we pick up the action with Rip coming around the corner as he climbed up onto that upper hallway and he takes down Shaft. Nice work by Rip. As it's a 2-on-1 here. Gold. Gold is going to have to bust a move here if Easy Company is going to have a chance here. Gold a bit injured. He's got about 40% of his health. Has an LR-300 out. As he's on the lower level of the marble courtyard. Makes his way up the steps onto the upper level, looking to go back into the hallway. As from the main walkway, far into the main walkway, we see Nerd with his SR-8 out looking to pop some heads. He's going to have Rip, and we see some action up in the central room. Gold tosses a grenade. I don't know if Gold tosses a grenade, but Gold was able to take down Rip, but he was unable to get around fast enough to take down Nerd, who popped him in the back with a Spaz 12. And Clan Fear goes up now 7-5. We follow Clan Fear out of the spawn point. Quick action as we're on the marble courtyard. Gold taking down a couple guys. Chemist tosses a grenade. He kills himself and he kills Mike. Not a smart move with that many people in that small of an area. As Clan Fear is already down 4 members and we're only 30 seconds into this map. 2 of those were team kills, unfortunately, for Clan Fear. Oh, and just as we get over there, King Fear is... King was surrounded by an entire Easy Company group and unable to get away. On the respawn, we're looking at 7-6 here in favor of Plan Fear. Nerd taken out by Dark and another hand grenade. We see Straight Shot and Shaft going at it with LR-300s, and Shaft comes up on the short end. Straight Shot out onto the balcony, tosses a couple grenades down into the marble courtyard, makes his way through the L-shaped hallway, and he's into the spawn point just on the side of the church where he takes down Lieutenant Badger with his Spaz 12. Nice work there by Straight Shot. Straight Shot, though, in a... There he goes. He gets a little medical aid from his teammate. As we now follow Dark from Easy Company, he's the last surviving member of Easy Company. He's in the lower hallway, looking out over the courtyard where the statue is. He makes his way up down the long arch tunnel, G36 in hand. Quietly walking, he emerges from that tunnel, where he sees Chemist just to his left in the courtyard. And Dark retreats all the way back down that long tunnel, where he's going to find three guys coming at him here from Planter. He takes down Rip, and Chemist takes down Dark, and that's a round here. 8-6 now in favor of Fear. And on the respawn, teams quickly make their way back to that main walkway corner. Chance taken up by Rip and his LR-300. Dark and Badger trying to put the smackdown on Rip and Chemist from across the walkway. Unable to do so as Badger's taken down by Nerd, and Shaft is taken down by Mike. King and Nerd come around the corner here from the entrance to the cathedral, where they meet up with Dark. Dark popping some heads there with his Spaz 12. Changes weapons, takes out his G36, and nice work by Dark as he takes down King and Nerd. Reloads the Spaz 12, and he continues on a tear here. Dark from Clan Easy Company, leading all scorers with 18 kills here. The second map, which is Abby. He's now in the central room up on the upper level, walking down the hallway as he sees a grenade come through the window. Oh, and just as he jumps outside Mike's map, jumps down behind him. He's in the arch tunnel. Oh, and a nice grenade from Dark. And that, my friends, is the game. That round as well, in a close one, goes to Clan Fear, 8-7. Going to step away, take a quick commercial break. We'll come right back to wrap things up right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
If you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
Excellent.
Game on.
You're tuned into TSN on speakeasy.net.
And welcome back to Urban Terror coverage right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. I am Oswald, and you've actually been listening to some Team Open action from the OGL. Tonight we featured Clan Fear being challenged by Easy Company for the number three rung. Excuse me, make that the number one rung now for the Team Open, OGL Team Open. Good matches both rounds. Very close both rounds. First round, as I said, was 6-4 in favor of Fear. Second round actually went to Fear as well, 8-7. Running down the scores here for Easy Company, Dark with 19, Chance with 17, Gold 16, a Viper, she had 8. Lieutenant Badger with 6, Shaft with 3. Easy Company heavy on the grenades. Some nice kills there by the entire clan using the hand grenades, using the high explosive grenades. And for Clan Fear, Nerd, Mike's 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 Math? You know, that's why I keep calling him Mike, because I can't figure out his damn name. He as well had 12. King had 10. Chemist and Straight Shot had 8. And it looks like Rip disconnected before I could get his score, unfortunately. So that'll do it. It looks like Clan Fear retains their number one rung on the OGL team open ladder. Remember, tomorrow night, we're going to be bringing you more OGL action as we look at Clan... Who is it? We look at the Carnage Cowboys taking on Infinity for the number three rung here. Team Open OGL action. And that's going to do it. We've wrapped things up. I do want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And we hope to see you back here tomorrow night as we will start casting, approximately 15 minutes before the match. For TSN, I'm Oswald. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.